You know, there was a time back in another galaxy far, far away when I came to Mid-Michigan, and I had just literally got to town with my wife. We were newly married, and I had been hired by Channel 6. And one of the first persons that I ever saw at Channel 6, besides the people who fill out your paperwork, you know, you got to write in your social, you know, all that stuff. The paperwork people over on the professional side of the building, because we were the unprofessional side. But one of the first people that I met was Joanne Paul, who's anchoring the weekend news then at TV6. And she took, you know, she looks at me, there's a new sports guy coming in town. She's like, oh boy, what do we got here? And you know, thereby hung a tail. I think 4 years ago, and I was 29 at the time. Joanne was 24.
Yes,
she's now in her late 20s,
yes.
And we've all.
Yes,
but she joins us now this morning, Joanne. It's great to have you in here.
Well, it's great to be here, and I'll tell you, I remember meeting you, and
oh,
I was
boy.
Impressed by the fact that you not only knew a lot about sports, you could talk news. You don't find that a lot.
Well, and, you know, probably luckily for most people, you're very kind. It was, but we had a fun, you know, we had a good time over there. It was fun.
Yeah.
I think we did some good work back then. It was a different era in that everybody came into that mix having passed paid experience.
Right, exactly.
And that was very different in television then. Lansing was not a, what you would call a beginner's market for television. It was like a second,
third.
Or some, a third step
sure.
on the wrong, and being the state capital on the news side, it was an extremely kind of a plum position here in the Midwest. But it's changed somewhat.
But you've seen though,
the businesses,
the people we worked with, they've gone on to bigger and better jobs.
No,
I mean,
there's no question.
Yes.
They've got some of them are doing
network stuff.
Yeah, and some have come back around. So I mean, it varies. But we worked with a really talented. Group, and you were one of the people, and here we are. Now, Joanne's going to be sitting in for me, and she's going to be anchoring the show here this coming Friday. So she's here kind of getting a test drive today, seeing all the ups, downs, and the sideways of this. But now, you were working over before at the competition.
I was.
So everybody in radio and in talk radio, they know Joanne better than they know me, frankly, here after X number of months. No, that's probably true. But you've done the drill. You've worked in television. You've worked in radio. You've worked in all aspects.
I've done print. I've done every, yeah.
Yeah. You've done a little bit of everything. Is there one that you like better than the other? Is there one that you enjoy more? I mean, is there something about radio that puts it for you, you know, in a special spot?
I think so. It's the immediacy. You know,
yeah.
We talked about television and, you know, that was great. That really was.
Mm-hmm.
But you would take so long to put a story together. Here, we can have it on the air in a matter of seconds. And, you know, that's
have you got one ready to go?
I've heard you talking about quite a few this morning already.
Oh,
you're
goodness.
Right on top of it. I think, you know, I love to write. But radio,
sure.
to me, the immediacy is really... I think where's that? And when you can focus on a capital city and cover it like a blanket and really give it the time and resources it deserves, I commend you. I really do.
No, thank you. But I want to ask you too, Joanne. You've covered so much of this here and in recent years on the radio side. What is it about here in the city of Lansing that that drives it? Is it that mix that we have between the state capital, between the university, manufacturing, business? Is it the personalities, people like, you know, a Governor Snyder? Maybe that's not a perfect example personality-wise. Virge Bernero, maybe
right.
that's a better one with the mayor of Lansing.
Well, if you're looking for opposites.
No, yeah. Well, but they obviously they ran against each other, but the people did have a perfect choice there. It wasn't like, you know, a clone. There's no way.
Right.
There's nobody like Virge across that I've
the angriest mayor in America?
Well, yeah, and that's what he was going by, and that was the handle. I think maybe he's dropped some of that. But what is it that makes it special and unique as opposed to, you know, Grand Rapids or Fort Wayne or Flint or whatever? What is it about that?
You know, I think just the fact that we're in an area where decisions are made every single day that affect everyone in the state of Michigan. And, you know, to me, covering the Capitol and being out there to see the different personalities, you know, we have the nerd, who tends not to want to be confrontational at all. Governor Granholm was similar to that. Verge Brennero obviously doesn't care if he has friends or enemies. He does the job he thinks needs to be done. So it's dealing with the individual personalities and seeing how, as different as they are, how it all seems to work.
Yeah.
It comes together.
Yeah, it does. It does, sometimes in spite of itself.
Yeah.
It's true. And I you mentioned Verge there that he's going to do what he wants. That part is very true. When he says recently, I'm not looking at polls because that's not how I govern a city. I'm not going to hold my finger up and see which way the wind is blowing. I think there's some accuracy to that. And some people would say to detriment. So those on the opposition side would say you need to put your finger on the pulse of the folks out there a little bit more. You need to kind of find that balance.
And I think he's trying to move in that direction. But, you know, for the longest time, he just felt that he had to do what he had to do. And, being on national television and spewing whatever he wanted to, bottom line was, he works the cameras. He works the microphones pretty well.
He does. And he has a standing invite to come on here, and he's been gracious to do so. And then other times he doesn't want to come on. So it is the way it is. But we seek out those who, as you know, listeners of this program, we seek out those who are newsmakers and try to hold them to account. It isn't necessarily to find fault with everything they do, but to ask them the questions so that they can justify their actions, and that's important to do. In our democracy, and we try to hold up our end of the bargain, however big that end of the bargain might be. But Joanne will be here on Friday. She's going to be doing the show. We're looking forward to having you here as part of the team, and it'll be fun working together. Even though technically we won't be, so that's why I want to have a chance to chat a little bit here because
you just made my day. I've been waiting for this for years.
Oh, so there. Well, you know. And it was a bit of a letdown. So it didn't quite that. Why, all these years you've been waiting to go, and she's like, there it was. And it's all gone. And by the way, I'm going to check how's your better half doing. You're not better half. Let me put it that way.
Well, actually, he's my better half. He's doing pretty well. He does his thing. Long days.
Yeah, Terry Stanton over at Treasury worked with Terry. I wanted to just check up on him as well, but give him my best, okay?
You bet I will.
All right. So Joanne Paul, look forward to her on Friday. She'll be in here as part of the morning wake up on that beautiful day, as I will be elsewhere.